These are the names of the warriors whom David had: Jeshbal son of the Hachmonite, leader of the three. He wielded his spear against 800 whom he killed at one time. After him was Eleazar son of Dodo, the Ahite, one of the three warriors. He was with David in Padamim when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had retreated. He arose, and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand froze to the sword, and the Lord worked a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to take spoil. After him was Shammah the son of Agee the Hararite. The Philistines were gathered together at Lehi, where there was a plot of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the plot, and defended it, and killed the Philistines, and the Lord worked a great victory. And 3 of the 30 chief men went down, and came to David in the harvest time to the cave of Adullam, and the troop of the Philistines was camped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David had a craving and said, "Oh, that one would give me water to drink of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." The three warriors broke through the army of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, that was by the gate, and took it, and brought it to David, but he would not drink of it, but poured it out to the Lord. He said, "Far be it from me, Lord, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of the men who went in jeopardy of their lives?" Therefore he would not drink it. The three warriors did these things. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was leader of the 30. And he wielded his spear against 300 and killed them, and had a name beside the three. He was the most illustrious of the 30, and he became their leader. However, he did not attain to the three. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was a valiant man of Kabzeel, who performed great deeds. He killed the two sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. He killed an Egyptian, a man of great stature. And the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff, and grabbed the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did these things, and had a name among the three warriors. He was more honored than the 30, but he did not attain to the three. David set him over his guard. Asahel the brother of Joab was one of the 30, Elnathan the son of Dodo from Bethlehem, Shammah the Haradite, Elnica the Haradite, Helez the Paltite, Ira the son of Ekish the Tekoite, Abizar the Anathothite, Sibachai the Hushathite, Zaman the Ahite, Maharai the Netophathite, Held the son of Baana the Netophathite, Ittai the son of Ribai of Gibeah of the children of Benjamin, Benaiah Parathonite, Hiddai from Nahal Gosh, Abiel son of the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Baharimite, Eliabah the Salbinite, Joshin the Gizanite, Jonathan son of Shammah the Hararite, Ahian the son of Sakhar the Hararite, Eliphelet the son of Ahasbi the Makathite, Iliam the son of Ahithophel the Gilonite, Hezri the Carmelite, Parai the Arbat, Egal the son of Nathan, from the army of the Hegrits, Zelik the Ammonite, Nahari the Bearathite, armor bearer to Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Jatirite, Gareb the Jatirite, Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all.